What's going on, folks? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everyone.
And we are back with another exciting episode. I saw you guys talking out there. Some of y'all didn't like my Coming to America 2 review. You know what? You are. That's cool. I'm not upset. I'm not. You're entitled to your opinion. It wasn't that great, though. Stop lying to yourself. Nostalgia is a liar. Okay. All right. Now that we got that out of the way, we have a solid episode for you. One thing I wanted to talk about before we kind of get into the main topics is just some video game related stuff. PlayStation showed their new virtual controllers for their VR system, because the PlayStation 4 had a VR headset that you could buy for it. And so people just kind of expected the PS5 to get one. And so Sony did make mention that they were going to be making one, or an updated version for the PS5. And so they recently released images of the new controller. And it looks interesting. I think it looks like it'll function well. And I think it's better than the Move controllers that they had before. But the styling of it kind of makes it look like underwear. Like, I just saw a thong when I saw it, for whatever reason. The way it wraps around your arms and stuff. Okay. So that was interesting. I think that it's really dope, though, that they're continuing it. I hope that Microsoft follows suit in some fashion. I think that virtuality has gotten so much better and is way more affordable now that I kind of want it to be more competition. Right now we just have, you know, the Vive and the Oculus Rift and a couple other headsets that are mad expensive. It will be great to have ones that are a little bit more console priced that more people can kind of invest in, because there's really some, it's really cool. It's what they've been doing with virtuality over the past 7 years, I think, I want to say, has been really interesting. And there's been a lot of good games. Before it was like, you know, virtual reality is a fad, you know, you're never going to get not even close to Lawnmower Man, you know, forget the Matrix, right? But as of late, they've done pretty freaking well. They have.
Yeah.
So I would be inclined. I'm actually looking to purchase the Oculus Rift, or something Oculus, because I'm missing out on video games and I don't like that. I don't like it at all. So I want to invest in that. So hopefully Sony's push. This is one of the peripherals that they've actually kept, because Sony is notorious for announcing something, releasing something, and then totally forgetting about it. So I am happy that their VR stayed up, or, you know, people's interest stayed with it, so that, you know, with the PS5, we'll be getting one as well. Another thing that I thought you would like was, even though you don't play Fortnite, the new season for Fortnite kicked off Monday, I believe, or Tuesday, and each season comes with a new battle pass, and the battle pass unlocks all sorts of stuff, and usually they have like a big character that you can unlock. Last season was the Mandalorian. If you pay for the battle pass, you will unlock him plus a bunch of other things as long as you keep playing. This time they added Lara Croft, and
hey,
I thought that was kind of dope. Not only did they add her, though, they added, so like, if you unlock the battle pass, you get the classic looking Lara Croft, you get you get the classic with the, you know, with the teal or whatever, and the shorts. You get her. You also get the version of the remade version of Lara Croft. And if you keep playing and do the, like, there's like little quests and stuff that they give you, you'll actually get the pixelated, you know, like the real, real OG.
Wait for it.
Right. You get the, you know, the one with the Madonna breasts. Yeah, you get that.
Oh my god, that makes me want to play Fortnite again. Like, I don't play Fortnite because why would I play a game with a bunch of 8-year-olds that can murder me in 4.2 seconds before I even get off the freaking helicopter? It's not fair. It's
yeah.
My time.
But it's like some of those skins just make you want to play. Like, I saw last year they released, they showed that they had Ghostbuster skins, and they had, I think, Winston, or just like a black person in Ghostbuster. And I was like, I think it was around Halloween. And I was like, damn you. Like, I really want this. But I don't play. And you know, granted, I started playing it towards the end of last year. I started replaying or getting back into it because I'm doing guide work for IGN for Fortnite. And so I've been, you know, playing a whole lot. So now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna buy, because I bought the Battle Pass, so I have you know, the Lara Croft and everything. And so I was like, yeah, I wanna kind of, but then like the costumes that I wanted aren't there anymore. I mean, they still have like really great ones, but it was like I really wanted the Ghostbuster one. It had the backpack and everything. But that's what they do. They do that to kind of get to suck you in. Like they have so many licenses from like Marvel, DC, you know, Star Wars, like just so many different characters. They had freaking Ryu and Chun-Li recently. Yeah, like crazy, crazy licenses. And so that's kind of how they suck you in. And I could totally tell, I can understand how like kids kind of get, you know, kind of, I don't want to say trapped, but they feel like they just need to purchase something because you don't want to be the only guy with the like generic skin while you're like people running around as superheroes and whatnot. So I could totally see that because it happened to me. I saw Daryl and Michonne from The Walking Dead, and I was like, I'm gonna be spending way too much money on this game, so I had to kind of like pump the brakes. But it's very easy to be like, oh, it's only $7. What? I can do $7.
And then
No.
$7 turns into 700 because you bought it that many times.
Right, you buy, yeah, you keep purchasing. So far, granted, I have a handle on things, and thankfully, I get paid so well from the guides that I basically just make my money back. So it works out for me. But yeah, I thought you would be pleased with hearing that Lara Croft is in the game, shooting it up. I actually won a match earlier today with Lara Croft, and it was great. It was awesome. I'm not saying she made me win, but I'm
I
not
mean,
saying she didn't.
I'm gonna say she did make you win. It's Women's History Month,
Oh,
and
see,
she made you win.
yeah, she flexed crazy. So it was dope. I got like 10 kills and everything. So
Ooh, it's double guns.
right. So what else did I do this week? Oh, I caught up on all of Dr. Stone, the anime, and I really like it. It's not like anything I've seen. It is essentially, I was telling you know, off. You know, off camera or not camera, we're not on camera, but off camera.
We should be
We
okay.
will be one day. We will be one day. I was telling you how it's basically, you know, the whole earth is all the humans are turned to stone, and some of them wake up later and they are, you know, are trying to revive what, you know, the earth as much as they can. And one of the guys that they revive is like super strong and he doesn't want to revive everyone. He's like, why should we have these rich people come back and take over the earth again? You know, so he just goes and starts killing people, like just breaking the stones and whatnot. And so
That's
that
nice.
causes a conflict because he needs the scientist guy, who's, you know, they kind of allude to being Dr. Stone, to, you know, teach him how to, you know, resurrect people basically, or make, you know, have them break out of the stone. Whereas he's like, I'm not teaching you that, because once I do, you'll kill me because you're afraid that I'm going to, you know, resurrect everybody. So you have this interesting, you know, dilemma, but then it blooms into like this huge war between these two factions. But it was interesting. I say the word war, but it's not really that action packed. A lot of it is learning science. Like Dr. Stone is you know, he the character will talk about how we need to make iron, and this is how you make iron. And then they go and find the materials to make iron, and then like they build whatever, and it's like some weird, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy type anime with action, and you know, there is violence and people do die, but it's not what I thought it was. I think it's really good though, like from a story standpoint, from, you know, in terms of being different and interesting, and I think the characters are well done.
Good because if you just said it was Bill Nye the Science Guy with action and violence, and honestly, I think that's all Bill Nye needed to get a lot of audience. If he just killed a couple people, then it probably more people would have watched it. Clearly, more people watch soap operas, so you know.
Like I said, hand me the beaker and just shoot
Hello.
someone.
A different
Oh my
one.
God. I would watch. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Or
I would
me.
watch.
See?
So yeah, definitely check out Dr. Stone. It's I just finished the second season on Crunchyroll because my other anime are taking too long. So I went ahead and binge watched that, and that was pretty great. Did you watch anything interesting this week?
So I finished WandaVision. That's so funny because
WandaVision.
WandaVision. Vision is like one of my favorite ever. Like I've said this before, I'm pretty sure nobody remembers because nobody listens, but I'm pretty sure that I've said multiple times that Age of Ultron was my favorite Avengers movie.
Right.
I love that one because I love Vision. Okay, and I was just happy that he was around. And it was really, really sad when Pietro died. I was just like, no. But anyway, I like it because of Vision. Because Vision's awesome. And, you know, Tony Stark gets to do his thing. So I watched WandaVision and yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I mean, there are some, you know, little things here and there where you're just like, oh, that could have been better, or just like, okay, sure. Okay, yeah. But for the most part, I enjoyed it. And yeah. Hashtag where's Grey Vision?
You know, what was interesting about that was I found out that, or not found out, like I did like some snooping or anything, but I was reading online that the reason why it ended the way it did was because of COVID. They couldn't get certain people back to film some of the final like episodes. And so they had to kind of tweak things to kind of make it still flow because there was supposed to be more to what was happening. There was supposed to be Monica's character was supposed to do more. I forgot the one that was in Thor, the one with the woman with the glasses who like rammed the guy at the end with the truck. She's only in one scene in the whole
Oh, what's your
episode.
face?
She was supposed to be in more scenes, but she couldn't make it back.
Darcy.
Yeah, Darcy. She couldn't make it back. And so they had some trouble getting things done, and then like the special effects for what they did shoot, because they weren't there, they would have to tweak them, and so they didn't have enough time to get it out, because you know with COVID it pushed everything back, and so if they took any more time, it would run up against you know the current
Budget.
show. Yeah, the was it Sam and Winter Soldier. So like, or sorry, Falcon, not Sam, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It would run up against that, and so they had to just do what they could, and so. That said, there were some like red herrings that they put in on purpose to trip people up, and that was kind of sucky. They know what they were doing, and I have you know I have some words for you later, but as far as some of the things look kind of off or didn't kind of fit properly, some of that was due to COVID, unfortunately. So hopefully we can kind of going forward, hopefully they can kind of work around those type of things, or at the very least, you know, we'll beat this thing, and then you know, those type of things will have to be a bother. But for the most part, I enjoyed it too. I think there was some things that were visually. I get it. Like, there's people who were talking about how Monica like jumping in front of the character's boss to stop him from shooting her kids, and just how they treat black women in like a lot of these shows was kind of like, huh. But I kind of like I was like I it's okay. Like I'm not there's multiple hills to die on. I didn't want to die on this one.
I wasn't gonna die on that hill either.
Yeah, I saw it, I
She
felt it, but I was like, eh. I get it. I get it. I am gonna die on the Soul film hill. I'm gonna die on that one because that is up for a freaking Oscar. I knew it was gonna happen. I knew it was gonna happen, but that hill I will die on.
And I think it's an okay hill to die on. I didn't read the I didn't full no I read it. Remember that? So I sent you an article. I know you read it or whatever, but like I read it because it was the exact same thing that you had said as soon as you saw Soul. It was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was like how many times are we, do we have black leads and how many times are they turned into and different? They're not human. Like
Right.
how many times do we have to endure that? Until we finally get a movie where a black lead is black and a human from the beginning to the end of the movie.
Yeah, and that was crazy about that is they showed all the films that Disney had done where you know, a character transform into a you know, something else. And even though there was a few, like the Sword of the Stone, you know, that character turned into like a bird and you know, some other animals. But for the most part, majority of their white characters just stayed them. And
Yeah.
a lot of their other characters, people of color, especially black people, turned into some type of bear, some type of you know, animal, dragon, whatever the case may be. We couldn't be us in a lot
Yeah.
of it. And what was so disappointing about this, outside of finding out that it was never written for a black character,
Right,
they,
right.
you know, and all that other stuff, was the fact that they do have films where, you know, a person of color is able to be themselves the whole time. We look at
Yeah.
Moana, we look at Coco from Pixar. Like, they are capable of doing it, but for whatever reason, for, you know, just straight up black people, it's like, like it's not even
Yeah.
like, you know, if he was a cat for like a little bit of the film, but like, he's because he's not the cat for a long time, but then you think like he's a soul, he's like a little blue dude.
Yeah.
So all the things that you did in terms of hiring, you know, black actors, hiring black musicians, and you know, doing research on jazz, you still messed up the basic thing, which was
Yeah.
to have a black lead. You brought it up as a big thing, like this is the first Pixar movie with the black lead, and then they're not the lead for however long. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't even trying to segue into the Oscars, but that I felt the way, like I felt the way.
Yeah.
I felt the way about that. I still do, because I'm like, it's gonna win. Looking at
Yeah.
the options they have for animation, we have Soul, we have Wolf Walkers, which I don't even know what that is. We have
Neither.
Over the Moon, which is great, but it's not gonna win. We have Onward, which is great, but it's not gonna win. And then we have Shaun the Sheep movie, Farmageddon, which is not gonna win. It's just not.
Yeah, Soul was the most popular. I mean, like I've seen people tweet or just say, "Oh, I love this movie." And again, I think again, sometimes I think you just get you either have to have lived the black experience or you have to be a certain level of woke to be able to sit there and say, "Hey, this isn't is anybody else seeing this?" Because it's the same thing with like when I watched Bridgerton. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
"No, is anybody else seeing this? Did anybody else hear what I just heard? Did anybody else see X, Y, and Z?" But then a whole bunch of other people were just like, "Oh my God, this is so great." Da, 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 da. And I was like, it would have been better if not for that one line that made me rethink the entire show.
Right.
And I mean, that's one thing that then led to multiple scenes and then characterizations. And I'm like, wait a minute, how are people okay with this? So it's just like, I don't know. I sometimes just feel like you're the only person in the room yelling and being like, "Does anybody else see this?" I know people do because people say something, but it's just like, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, son. But like, you know what it is a lot of it is the fact that we deal with racism on a micro level and on a macro level,
Yeah.
where, you know, and certain people don't see it that way because either, especially when it comes to other black people, it's like we finally got something, let's just hold on to something, which is what I
Yeah.
think, you know, when I talked about Amos and Andy last year, it was like we have something of ours, and so we want to hold on to it because if anything, this could be a stepping stone to something that's better, or it's just ours. Like, because we're not
Yeah.
allowed to be on TV, because before that, it was blackface, right? And
Yeah.
so, but when you look at that show, it's not good. It's stereotypically, it's just all around bad. And, you know, fast forward to here, it's like, yes, Pixar made a film with a black lead, but all these other issues. And it's like, you were so close, which also makes it bitter. You were really
Yeah.
so close, and you. This is how you know you don't have, you know, like black people, you know, at the top. You have
Yeah.
Tina Fey speaking for a black guy. Like, why did you think that was okay?
Yeah.
And you knew it was going to be an issue. But, you know, it's just one of those things. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because all we're asking for is just an opportunity to be presented in a way that's positive. An
Yeah.
opportunity to say what, you know, speak the way we want to speak, look the way we want to look, and to be true to ourselves, just like all these other films, you know, these
Yeah.
white films, for the sake of, you know, lack of a better term, white films
Yeah.
are, because you're able to do that. And I know it's,
Exactly.
you know, I know all the arguments, so I'm not going to tolerate those here because we don't have to, thank God. So I'm not going to go into that. But I understand, in a sense, where someone would come from to debate soul's merit. And I would just super disagree because I'm black. I mean, even if you're not woke, I remember, like, my oldest daughter talking about like Marvel heroes and like, hey, is there any black ones? Is there any ones that look like me? Is there any black, women? She said black girls, but any black women? And I'm like, yeah, there's Storm, there's Monica Rambeau, there's blah blah blah. So I'm like introducing them to her, but on TV or whatever, is they're not really there. So when they hear that someone's coming, like for instance, Riri Ironheart is getting her own show on Disney Plus. When you hear about that, it's like, oh, finally, I got one. I get to feel like the way you guys feel. And then when you see it, they're not themselves the whole film. That you don't see, you don't see their black skin like my daughter sees hers. And so she's like, she's disappointed, like visually disappointed. And so you don't have to be necessarily woke to understand like this is kind of a cop out, or not a cop out, a bait and switch type of thing. And there's no real reason because we have shown you that we will support our own stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Black Panther made a lot of money.
It sure did. It sure did. I mean, people intentionally, purposefully went to see that movie multiple times in the theater to make it make more money. Like, I remember on Facebook just people saying, well, hey, I'm going right now. I'm also going again. Oh, I can't get tickets. They're sold out at this theater. Oh my God, the only place I can go is this little one in Maryland. Like, just all kinds of things that people were saying because they were like, we are making sure that this movie breaks the box office. So, we 100% would are some, I don't know. It's again, it just goes back to frustration of being like, dude, we're all the way here at this point in time in the universe in this year, and we're still doing this nonsense. I don't get it. I don't. I'll get it. I'm like, hey, that brings us just to this whole idea of what the patriot of what white patriarchy and supremacy has done in the I'm you trying to use a word. I'm making a waterfall motion with my hands right now. It's like blanketed everything that has to do with all of our lives, like everything, every moment. And
Oh, guard, go ahead.
no, I was just saying that's just it. Like we're even dealing with what just happened at the with the man who went and killed a bunch of people in the salons. Like this is insanity. Like all of this stuff is
Yeah.
relative. It's all relative.
It's because it, and then and that's what's frustrating, right? Because it's seen as normal. Like white people, like there's the idea of like, the stuff that happened years ago, like we had nothing to do with that, and nothing, you're not affected by it. And it's like, if you think that however many years of slavery and then the civil rights movement and all the stuff that we took, from the KKK and just all the turmoil up until this point, do you think that a few, I don't even, maybe the last generation, like you think that has all been paved away? Like that's all been fixed? Like everything is good? No, that's lasting damage. Like if we look at like, Holocaust survivors and their families and things that you hear about, the fact that they still have the, the tattoos or, the markings and whatnot from it's like it's trauma that's carried with them. And there's certain things that are displaced within their families because of like lost history, lost placement in the world, lost everything, and generational wealth and stuff like that, where we're still trying to catch up. It affected a lot, but it seemed as normal. Like to you, us saying, "Hey, we would like to have a female lead, a black female lead," is foreign and it's forcing diversity, but it's only because you've seen yourself all the time. And so it's normal. So then, like, we flip over to this where, Asian Americans are attacked and people don't go where they should go, which is, Trump and his, him saying the Chinese flu and all this other goofy stuff and how, like, the racism against them has been going up a lot, especially after COVID started. The white people want to be like, oh, he didn't eat that day and, he was a sex addict and he was blah, blah, all these stuff, all this stuff. And I'm just sitting here like, you mean like He's really trying to say that he didn't have a Snickers, and so that's why he
That's
like
what he
killed
was trying to say.
people. Or
That's
the
what he was.
fact that he could be saying that it was some like his sex addiction, because, or could it be that he's trying to not be punished, extra punished, because of recent laws in Georgia that were changed for hate crimes. Like the punishment is actually worse now. I want to say since was it last year, the laws were the more hate crime laws were added, or if not added, were made more severe. And so you don't think that he's trying to like, I mean, because in some places the hate crime, if you get charged with a hate crime, is the death penalty. Like if you killed someone based on a hate crime, you aren't getting like 25 to life. You're getting the death penalty. And so if he's like, if his lawyer is like, hey, look, you got to say this because, if you just say what you want to say and that you were just racist against Asian Americans, you're gonna get worse. So just say this. You know what I'm saying? Like, and white people are eating it up. Like, oh yeah, he was this, because one of the first things I read about him was he's Christian, he's a nerd, he's and I'm like, no, he's a terrorist. Let's stop.
Terrorist.
Yeah.
He's one of your lone wolf terrorists. There's a huge pack of lone wolves out there. Like, what the heck? Like, how many lone wolves are we gonna have? Like, how many? Like, I can't. There's just, I'm so exhausted.
Right,
I'm so exhausted.
it's terrible. And so, and granted, these are two separate things, right? In terms of like representation and just violence against people like us, but it stems from the same place. It stems from the hierarchy that has been built in the U.S. It's the same reason, and even circling back around to the Oscars, I'm gonna have such a hard time with the timestamps on this one. But anyways, circling back to the Oscars, it's a reason why certain films get nominated over others. It's a reason why, and not to say that 7 Years a Slave wasn't good, not to say that people didn't act well, but it's like, you'll get those type of stories before you get something that's more positive, because I don't know, it's some weird, like, other than the fact that, Hollywood loves to see us in pain, it's this weird thing of absolving white people of their guilt, because it's usually from their gaze, not ours. And so that those are the ones that get nominated for the best films ever. Or
There was
something
a,
that, oh, sorry, go ahead.
no. I nothing. What I was about to say wasn't actually important.
Or something like the movie Crash when that won, which I didn't think was a good movie at all. Not, yeah, Crash was a crash. It was a train wreck. A movie that tries to say something but says absolutely nothing and just shows us things that we've seen already, that we know already to be true. It's this weird thing of like, you know what, this is bad, and these white people did bad, but you don't have to feel bad because you're not like those white people. Like, nah, no. There's
I
there's
really
a
got to give Sandy Bullock a pat on the back for that movie,
she
though.
like there's some great acting, not gonna
Yo.
lie, but as a whole, yeah, it was
Yeah.
trash. I'm not even gonna
As a
hold you.
whole, it left me feeling very, I shouldn't say empty, but it left me. You actually just summed it up really well. Like, you see all this bad stuff, and then it's at the end, it's like you're not going to do anything about it, because at the end, what's his face, Ryan Phillippe's character, literally does a bad thing and is like, oh shit, well, why don't I just be like the rest of the cops that I've known my whole, and let me just burn a body and keep it moving.
Yeah, like nothing happens, nothing changes. There's no profound saying or anything. It's a whole lot of random acts that feed off of, racism or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't inform. It doesn't move anyone. It's more like, man, that was a messed up day in LA. Like
Nothing that
that's
nothing got fixed. Nothing
right.
got fixed.
And I'm not saying you have to fix it, because obviously the America's not fixed.
No.
But you have to be intentional in what you're doing.
Yeah, because
And
it
you're.
was like, let me just show a bunch of people maybe who don't know. So, but a lot of other people were like, yeah, we, what? This is a Tuesday. Like.
Right. This is not the big deal that you think it is. Just because you.
I enjoyed that movie. I did. I enjoyed. When did that movie come out? When was that? Because I own it.
Let's wait, you own it? Don't
I
know.
own that movie. I got it. I have it on DVD. Okay, so that obviously speaks to how old it is.
Oh, 2005.
Yeah, I got it when it came out. I remember I got it and I watched
Mm.
it so back in 2005. I was like, oh my God, this movie is great. And I was trying to make my sister watch it because she really, really never liked Sandra Bullock. And I was like, what is wrong with you? How do you hate Sandra Bullock? And she could not stand Sandra Bullock. I was like, how? How? I was like,
Wow.
oh. And I was like, have you seen her in Crash? I was like, that was that. Yo, that's the first time I ever saw Sandy Bullock act like that. She's always in these movies where she's a good person. She was a straight up villain.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's really a side note. That has nothing to do with what we're really talking about. But yeah, I own that movie because I liked no, that's not just that. No, the part where what's his name? Lucius Lyon.
Wait, Lucius?
Lucius, in the end when he's crying, like he's really pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Really pissed off. And like I think that like really sparked some emotions in me. I think I might have cried too. Because it was like that pain was so real in him, and it was just like all of the frustration of being a black man who's been fitting into a white mold for a long time just kind of like culminated.
Yeah.
And but it was just like this he had a bad week.
Yeah,
You know?
he had a rough time.
He had a really, 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 really bad week. And it was like all at the end, here he is standing out in front of his car, and it was just like, dang, son.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people.
Yeah, right? It's and that's what it is. It's I'm looking at I was looking at some of the reviews and I was like, yeah, I agree with a lot of you people in terms of like it not being a great film.
There was a lot of people who didn't like
It's
it.
I swear it's the Jesus Walks film. Like it's it thinks it's saying what it thinks it's saying a lot, but it's saying absolutely nothing. It really isn't. But yeah, so yeah, Soul got nominated. Judas and the Black Messiah got nominated. So that one's I'm happy for.
More exciting.
It got nominated for cinematography, which is dope. It also got nominated for Best Actor for Daniel's portrayal of it just fell on my head. Fred. It also
Fred.
got Lakeith actually got nominated as well.
Good.
So it's two people in there. I think Trial of a Chicago 7 is going to get it, unfortunately, because they're like nominated for everything in the on the Oscars. I didn't watch Trial of the Seven, Chicago
Me neither.
7,
I haven't
because
seen
I
it yet.
felt like it was going to be just kind of like what I was saying with more of like our pain, and not just our pain, but like the people who were protesting and was unlawfully jailed and stuff like that. Like it's like I guess white people just love our pain. But yeah, Judas, One Night in Miami, Leslie again was nominated for actor. So we have three solid roles in supporting actor. We have lead, which Chadwick Boseman, which I think he's gonna get, and Anthony Hopkins in The Father, which I didn't see,
I didn't see it either.
and Stephen Young, which if he wins, I'm not mad because he's a dope actor. Like he's just all around dope. Like costume design, we had Mulan, which I didn't see. I heard was I, but I wasn't paying $30, and I just haven't gotten around to watching it on Disney Plus.
I did not like Mulan. I'm sorry. Like, and I don't want anybody to like jump down my throat for saying that. I really did not enjoy this movie. I thought it lacked the joy of the cartoon. And it's like it lacked the joy, but it wasn't a gory movie. You know what I mean? Like, why are you going to take out all of the joy and the fun stuff that made it a Disney movie as a cartoon, the joyous things, because it wasn't a musical.
Right.
It wasn't a musical. It didn't have any of the music. It had the instrumentals, but it didn't have, music. That's fine. They made that choice to make it not a musical. Okay. It didn't. Well, okay. Let me say it like this. I can appreciate the fact that they didn't want it to be a Beauty and the Beast because
Right.
I didn't care for Beauty and the Beast, and I think it was miscast. I love you, Emma Watson. You're seriously one of my favorite people in the world. But I don't know why Emma Watson was chosen to play Belle. Yeah, I was like, so you chose a British girl to play Belle when Belle's French? They just didn't get it. And a girl who doesn't sing. She's not even a singer. I just don't understand.
Does she lip sing well?
No, she sang. She did sing, but she's not a singer. Okay, if you...
Oh,
if
so
you
it asked, didn't sound too good.
No, it didn't. It just sounded kind of like, if you, hey, Hermione, what are you doing, dog? Anyway, it sounded like... you guys, you know I have to throw Hermione into every episode. It sounded kind of like a high school... I don't know.
High school musical? Hey, some of them can blow a little bit.
Some of them can blow, actually. But this was like, you know, the kid in seventh grade who just got into chorus who realizes that they can carry a tune.
Oh, that's rough.
I'm
okay.
So sorry. I don't mean to even cut. I love her, but she's not a singer. I don't understand why they cast her and didn't, you know, find someone else that's a singer that could really portray Belle. So anyway, move on.
Yeah.
I can appreciate the creators of Mulan if they didn't want to recreate something like Beauty and the Beast, because Beauty and the Beast was just a humanized version of the cartoon with all of the, you know, all of everything was anime, everything was alive. It was so much computer animation, you know, did it, whatever. So I don't even know why we got a human version of that. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
Necessary, I guess, to bring all of the actors back, you know, kind of like that. Same thing with Lion King. I didn't want there to be another Lion King because I didn't want to be depressed again. I don't like watching Mufasa get murdered more than I need to in my life. So anyway, but that's personal opinion. But if we move back to Mulan, okay, if they didn't want to create a kind of you know, whatever. If they didn't want to go the musical route, that's fine. I can understand that. But it was joyless to me. It was. It wasn't that much fun. And it was a little boring. And it was, it just wasn't great. It wasn't great. And I was just disappointed. I really was, because I thought it could have been a great movie, but I was just disappointed. It never really truly felt like I was like, oh, this is good. We're just getting to the good part. Like, yeah, I just was. I mean, hey, Donnie Yen and his swordsmanship is, you know, great. But again, how many times in the movie we didn't get 2 hours of Iron Monkey, okay?
It wasn't right, that. Right.
It was a movie without the cartoon stuff. And it had a lot of production budget for, you know, stuff flying through the air.
Right.
And a sorceress, you know, and it was like, okay, now you have two powerful women, but they can't both exist because there can only be one. And one chose the dark arts and one chose not the dark arts. So of course the one who chose the dark arts has to die. So, you know, it was just like, okay. And then, you know, woman who chose dark arts for the longest time decides that she's going to do one last good thing in the world and sacrifice her life for a woman who chose the not dark arts. So whatever. I just didn't care for the movie for real, bro. I sat here, I watched it, and I was like, I don't like this. It was disappointing.
I heard things. A lot of people didn't like it. And I did hear that for the very least, you know, the setting and stuff was decent. The costume design was, which is what they got nominated for, along with like Pinocchio, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Emma, and Mank. I think that's how you say that.
Emma was good.
Let's see, directing. And so this one, they went with, let's see, who won Golden Globe? It was Zhao. Zhao won. She won for Nomadland.
Oh, okay.
And so she's up for another one, another, like, for an Oscar for directing.
Okay, awesome.
And then we have Promising Young Woman, another film I didn't watch. Let's see.
I wanted to see it, but then I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, depending on where you sit in terms of life. You don't really see a lot of these films. Like some of them kind of break the mold. Like for instance, and this is like outside of like just class, but the idea of horror films never getting nominated. I think the one of the first in a long time was Get Out, but they typically don't get nominated for things unless it's like costume design or something along those lines. And unfortunately, that's kind of like you're skipping over something grand, you know, like this. The performances, everything that has to go into making this movie, you know, a really good film, you're just like, ah, that genre we don't really cover. You know, it's almost like, you know, the snobbish, like, you know, we don't look at horror that way. Even though it's gotten like way smarter over the last few years. They're like, eh, we don't do that. So like a lot of these films will be, you know, though a lot of them are good, a lot of them also will be kind of pompous. Maybe pompous is the wrong word, but it's for people who look for that. Like that's all they watch versus everything else in the world. So I would imagine that a lot of these are ho-hum films, but they're so artistically up there for people that it's like, we just gotta nominate this. And I'm like, you know, it's similar to the Oscars with you know, people getting mad that, you know, it Meg Thee Stallion. It's like, stop it. Like,
Wait,
stop.
what happened with Meg Thee Stallion?
Oh, you didn't know? Oh my gosh.
I know a lot.
One, I will say this, and I'm Christian, so I'm allowed to dunk on this dude, but as a Christian artist, was like Meg Thee Stallion performing WAP during the Grammys was something similar to Hitler making a speech.
What?
And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, are you
Like,
kidding me?
I don't really promote violence, but dude, you about to get doxxed.
Yeah.
Well, he,
I've never
what?
seen like what type of yeah, I don't know. Like I'm trying to look up the dude's name real quick. Yeah, Skillet singer or Skillet frontman John Cooper said that likens the Grammys to Hitler after Cardi B performs WAP. And it's like why? First of all, you should not compare anything to Hitler. Let's just stop doing that. But then
Always had,
also, oh, go ahead.
no, I thought that that was a thing that we all knew. Hitler, Stalin, Trump, that's them. We don't do anybody else. Like,
Yeah, it's really special. And so I'm not gonna get into what he was saying. I think he tried to clarify his stance. He was like, I did not compare Cardi B to Hitler, and I did not compare her performance to Hitler or anything or any other dictator. I just certainly didn't com and I certainly didn't compare the Grammys, but I'm like, you did. Like that's what you said. You used the word Hitler, or you know, or it, which is similar to people being upset about, you know, them not censoring. And granted, they did censor it, but like, not censoring WAP. But they're censoring the Dr. Seuss books. And I'm like, there's only a few books that are being censored, and they are literally showing racist depictions of black people. Like, basically, blackface in Dr. Seuss. One is for adults, one is for children. Like, why are we even having this comparison? It's this weird thing of like people just kind of like looking down on content, looking down on stuff. And it kind of wraps up into what we were talking about before in terms of the hierarchy when it comes to certain white people or just white supremacy, white whatever, and how if the world doesn't follow their model, no matter how detrimental it is, then there's a problem.
I
You
don't
know,
understand.
same thing with Disney on Disney Plus moving films over from the child portion to the adults, even though they're cartoons like Dumbo, because they were like Dumbo has racist whatever, and so they're not going to censor the film. They'll put a warning in front of the film, and then adults can actually decide if they want to allow their kids to watch or not. My kids, for instance, aren't watching Dumbo, at least not the original Dumbo, and so I appreciate that. But a lot of white people were up in arms, and I'm like, it's mad racist. Like, why do we have to? It's okay. Change is a thing. Like it happens. Like there's mad racist versions of Looney Tunes that are no longer being aired. Like you got over it. Like,
Yeah.
But it's yeah, it's happening all the time. So that's an aside. I didn't want to like derail again. So yeah, some interesting nominees here and there, some ones that I like, some stuff that I didn't, and a lot of movies that I didn't see. I just wanted to kind of make mention of the, the awards show because, if certain people do win, we're definitely going to talk about them in celebration of such because we need to be nominated. We need to win, because we, not that we have to win in a way that's like unfair, but I mean, like, it's good to be recognized for our talents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to the Oscars for trying to be diverse.
They tried.
They tried. They're doing a little okay. There's some stuff
Yeah, they
there,
are.
but it's not. It could be worse. It could definitely be worse. So
Yeah.
then,
Did Minari get an Oscar nomination or is it Golden Globe?
did who get a
There's a movie, Minari.
Midnight? Let's see.
That one, because I just saw the because I think it's up for like best picture,
Best
and
picture.
when I was watching TV today, I saw, but I don't know if it's for the Oscars or if it's for any of the other awards that I don't know when they're coming on.
Yeah, Minari is up for best picture. It is up for best picture. And I heard that was good. So I did hear that was good. But that's, yeah, Sound of Metal, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, of course. Judas and the Black Messiah is up. The Father, Mank, Promising Young Woman, and Nomadland. So there's some solid picks in there that I wouldn't be upset, winning. It's just it is yeah, pretty solid. Oh, point this out. Burrow, short film. It's on Disney Plus. Check that out. Awesome. They're up for a short film award for the Oscars. I honestly think it's better than Soul. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, good.
I just think it is. It's there's no talking. It's only animals, and I think what it does, it's relatable on like all levels, and it's a good film. It's a good short film. Check that out, Burrow, but Burrow, Burrow. I can talk.
Burrow.
there you go.
Burrow.
I can talk sometimes. So yeah, so. Obviously, one of the big things that happened this week was the Snyder Cut of Justice League. I checked it out, and by that I mean I watch all 4 hours together. I didn't pause or take a break. Oh my goodness. So let's get this out of the way. It is way better than Joss's version of the Justice League. Hands down, it's a crime. How bad the other one is in comparison.
That's funny.
And it makes sense with the rumors of him being, I don't want to say harassing people, but like mistreating the cast and all this other stuff. Like, it just makes sense that this is better. And also is Zach's vision. So I want to get that out of the way. The other thing I want to get out of the way is that it is mad bloated and obnoxious in a way that like there's way too much slow motion. There's way too much, like, just way too much film in this film. Like, I don't know if he wanted to.
What's her face's movie? What's her name? Wonder Woman?
You know what? Well, actually, no, this is better than Wonder Woman, but it does suffer from some of the same things. Where it's like, it's. I don't know. It's very much. Yeah, obnoxious. It's like it's we don't need slow motion for everything. Like slow motion is good for slowing things down so we can see what's happening, like when the Flash is like running really fast, or heightening something when like Superman's getting ready to kill some, kill someone, when he's brought back to life. Like something along those lines. But it's like slow motion, like she took a sip of coffee. Slow-mo. Like why? Like it's
I
really, really
mean, maybe people just wanted to highlight the fact that a 6-foot-1 woman playing Wonder Woman is drinking coffee. Like, she's just like you. She does these types of things.
I guess. I mean, it's and granted, no, that didn't happen. But yeah, like it's a lot of slow motion that's not needed. There's a lot, and I felt like it should have been two films. I felt like it would have been treated better because even though I'll say this, it's easy to say that his film is good because the other one is so bad. But then it's also easy to say his film is good because it's a full, complete vision in a sense that the previous one was bits of him and bits of someone else, and which created plot holes or created, just just oddities with the film. Like it just didn't feel or flow into right. Whereas this is like, this is one whole thing and it's complete. Like if they don't make any other films, this one's complete. There's no, I mean, there's enough to kind of break up and bring up another film, but if they don't, it's fine. So in those instances, it's great. The action that was there was really good. They made it rated R, so there's cursing, there's blood, there's surprisingly a lot of blood.
Nice.
And it all works for the most part.
See, Bill Nye, it works.
It works. sometimes Batman has to kill somebody. Now,
Hey.
but at the same time, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that it's just too much. Like there's a cameo. You know how like you watch one of these films and like they have like after the credits, there's like a scene that kind of like sets up the next movie. No, Zach put that in the movie. There's no after the credits. There's no room for after the credits because you've been
What?
watching for however long. Like all of it is in the movie. Like literally the after credit scene from the first version is put in the film.
That's not fun.
It's a lot. And so I think like I enjoyed it because we got full stories from these characters. Cyborg, the black character, actually turned out to be a lead character because we get his backstory, which ties into the mother boxes and the villains in a unique way. We also get more of the Flash's story. He's fleshed out a little bit more. He's not just comic relief. There's actually a lot to this character. And so it feels good when you see them because typically with Marvel, what they did with Marvel was they had, Iron Man, Captain America, whatever, whatever. They had all these other films first. Then we had Avengers. You didn't really need a whole lot of character building in the Avengers because we knew who they were already. In this film, it was like we know kinda know Batman, we kinda know Superman. Let's just shove all these other characters in. Let's give them some cameos before they finally meet up, and then they go beat up people. And you're like, I don't care anything about these people because I don't know them. Even if you read the comic, like I don't know this particular Aquaman. You know what I'm saying? Whereas this movie helps in that regard. You get backstory for each and every character, which is great. It's a complete story, but it's just way too long. I felt like watching it, I'm like, oh wow, this doesn't feel too long. Like this feels like, and I looked at how much was left, and I was like, oh my, we're just at the 2 hour mark. That's where we're at. I got 2 more hours.
It's a 4 hour movie?
Yes, it's 4 hours. Four
Why?
hours
I'm
and five
sorry, I know
minutes.
you answered this already, but why?
And you know what? I feel like people should tell him no, and I think the studio told him no a little too much. Either let him do multiple films or just tell him no. But don't let him do this. Like, j don't let him do this and don't let Josh do anything else with DC.
Yeah,
Don't.
with bosses, I don't know.
Because it turns into like a Michael Bay, like
Yes.
I just got to get all everything out. I might never
It's
direct another film.
like Michael
You know,
Bay.
like I just I if I never direct another film, this is gonna have everything. I got every idea, everything. Like he even added scenes with Batman, the Joker, and it's like they were cool, but not needed, not necessary. That could have been after the credits. That could have been alluded to something else that it just wasn't needed. And so yeah, so my verdict, and this is a short review because it would take forever to kind of break down, all the stuff that went into this film. I feel like the film is good from a stance of it being better than the first. I think it's a complete story. I think that it's great to finally get his full vision, and I think that DC needs to, or I'm sorry, Warner Bros. Needs to do something with this and not let it go because they set up stories for everybody else, and they could make a lot of money. That said, we do not ever need another 4 hour film.
No.
We don't. We just you need to be good, 100% good. You need to be great, amazing to be 4 hours for me to be okay with it. You need to be Lord of the Rings, the extended cut. You are not Lord of the Rings, the extended cut. You're not.
You're
As
not.
big of a fan I am of DC, you're not. You're just not. So
Yeah, their movies aren't have not been what's the word? Historically great, so.
exactly. So yeah, we don't need that. So yeah, so that's enough for me. You wanted to talk about something that happened recently in Grey's Anatomy?
I feel a certain type of way, y'all. I feel a certain type of way. Okay, I just had to like throw something if you heard the thud. I feel a certain type of way. Okay, look, I don't live the kind of life where I can just be home by 7 p.m. every night and then turn on my Thursday shows at 8. I don't have that luxury, okay? Some of us work 30 hours in a day, okay? I know that's not possible, but it is when you're me. And I don't have time to just be like on time, okay? So there are times like right now when I'm not watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And you want to know something? The Twitters, the internet is already on. Oh, so and so won this, that, and the other. And I'm tired of having to unplug. This is what Grey's Anatomy did. Yesterday was Thursday. And I know it was Thursday because the internet's just went crazy with Grey's Anatomy stuff, which comes on Thursdays. And then they want to drop this big bomb and they'd be like, da 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 da, so and so died. And I was like, huh? And I'm like, I had to find out on the internet that DeLuca is dead.
Spoilers.
And I don't care anymore because my feelings were already hurt, so I'm gonna hurt y'all's. Hurt people, okay? And I'm not okay with this. It's just not okay that all of the internets, everything on the internet, all the Twitters, all of the Instas, I don't know, I've barely opened Insta today, but all of the Twitters and all of the headlines, entertainment headlines are like, Grey's Anatomy just killed off, da 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 da. What does it mean with DeLuca being gone? Is the season, not the season, is the series really ending? There's so much talk about Grey's Anatomy ending. There's so much fluff that it's like, oh, Grey's Anatomy is going to end this season because. And I'm like, well, at this point, if I was Grey's Anatomy, I literally would not end this season because I'm getting so much clout, like I'm getting so much attention on the internet that I wouldn't end, give a whole nother season. I would pull a Lost and just give you a bad bath like last season or a Scandal. Everybody knows the last 2 seasons of Scandal never should have been made.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, I'm just a little upset that there's no warning. And all I have to do is open Google News. And then next thing I know, it was just straight up. It's not even like I have to go to the entertainment section. It's on the first page of Google News. Come on, man. I'm not okay. I'm just upset. And then I have to watch the episode and cry because it's not even like, oh, you know somebody's gonna die, so you're warned. No, it's then you have to watch it happen. And then you're like, well, now I'm just upset. I was already upset, but now I'm worse upset. So yeah, I feel a certain type of way. And I don't even know what to think anymore because I'm just sitting here like, but why though?
Grace is notorious for just killing off cast members, though. Like, they are the most soap opera-ish show that isn't a soap opera
I
in
know.
the way
It's
they
like,
do that. Like, and then also being a soap opera, bringing people back in ghost form, because that's what we do.
that's what we do. That's
Like,
what we do.
I swear it's a soap opera. But, like, yeah, I, heard about it, through you. I was like, oh, well then, because I haven't watched Grey's Anatomy in, like, forever. But
Yeah.
it was like, I'm not surprised with rumors of it supposedly winding down and, how they just kill off people. It's kind of par of the course,
I
unfortunately.
mean, they used to kill people off in the early, like, so let's just sidebar here. The first several seasons of Grey's Anatomy were written like a TV show that we were used to from late 90s, 2000s. Like, it was literally written, even though it started in what? I think Grey started in 2007 or something, right? Or 2000. I forgot. It doesn't matter. 2002. I don't know. Somewhere in that time frame between 2002 and 2007, that's when Grey started. Whatever. But, in that it started off really kind of like it was cool. It was a cool show, but every time they somebody needed to leave the show, they always killed them off. And it was so dramatic because it's like, if you really think about being Meredith Grey, the main character, there are so many people that died in her life. It's almost unreal. I shouldn't say almost. No, it's unreal. Like, that's not a normal thing. And it's not about like, oh, losing patients and this, that, and the other. It's like literally all of your colleagues, the people that you work with, the doctors that are right next to you, all died. And it's like,
that real? That's not even realistic.
Especially the way they died. Good grief.
Most of them got cancer in the beginning. In the beginning, it was like everybody had cancer. And it was like, what? Why does everybody have cancer? But then they decided to get creative. And one person got hit by a bus. Another person got a blood clot. I mean, well, he was a patient. But anyway, that he again, ghost form came back. Another one got cancer, but then she ended up not dying, which is cray cray, because that really shouldn't have been the thing. And then the other people ended up all getting shot in the head. Well, one got shot in the head. The other one got gut shot.
That was some red wedding stuff.
That was red wedding. Yeah. So two people died in that whole thing. And then a lot of other people just got shot. And then you had a plane crash. Okay. Again, really unrealistic. You had a plane crash and that killed two people from the plane crash. And then every time something crazy like that happens, like a bunch of people get into something, then it's like, oh my God, the best surgeon is going to lose their hand. And like Derek couldn't operate and they had to replace a vein by calling Neve Campbell to come in and give him a vein from her leg or some nonsense. Just dramatic as heck. Mad drama, just drama. And just ridiculous. Like, why did everyone get cancer? Like, this needs to be investigated. Are you near your plant? Why is everyone in cancer? Anyway, so that's how I feel about that. I'm really not okay with it.
So basically, you're like, they stop killing people and F cancer. I got you.
I mean, like, can't people just leave? Like, there was literally a season when finally, instead of killing off the characters, they just let them leave. And I was like, that's exactly how it should. I understand that some people need to die. I get it, because for drama. But like, if you want any sort of semblance of reality of the world, you know, when you write shows, the main character is supposed to be somebody that you can imagine yourself being. You know, you can see yourself in that person, or you want to be that person, or this and the other. I was like, I would never want to be Meredith Grey. I would never want to literally lose my mother to Alzheimer's, and then her like heart stops, and then like, and by the way, my mother was cheating on my dad with this other guy whose wife then gets Alzheimer's and dies too. Like, and then I'm a hoe. Okay, and I'm sleeping with another person's husband. I didn't know he was married. And then now that I do know he's married, I'm going to sleep with him anyway. And then, you know, it just gets worse. So, anywho, I just have a problem with the spoilers, because there's no alerts and they need to stop. Or my bosses need to let me go from work on time so that I can come home in a timely manner, eat my Cinnabons, be fat, and sit on the couch and watch my show in real time. But who wants to do that? I don't like commercials.
Nah, they be trash, though. Like, you can't... I understand, like, going to forums, going on Twitter, going on whatever. But when you go and, like... You open your phone and, you know, depending on your browser, it has like the news that pops up. And the first thing you see in the headline is famous actor or famous character from season or you know, from a series dies. It's like, fam.
With
the picture of his face. Like, why?
Beloved actor.
Like, it's I don't know. I don't know.
Somebody, we need to. I don't even know what to say. Like, is there somebody I can write? Can I talk to the manager? Like, how I feel. Literally, how I feel.
Yeah, it's rough. I remember that with and granted, I had already seen, you know, the film in question, but there was a lot of you know, you want to find out why such and such died. You know, click here and we'll tell you. And it's like, wow, like that's a spoiler. Like you didn't even get to the part where you say, okay, spoilers. You know, if you don't want to read more, you know, go ahead and leave, that sort of thing. No, you put it in the headline because you didn't do it. You didn't have to do that. You'd have gotten clicks. You'd have gotten clicks from people who watched the thing, or from people who are like, you know what, I don't care about spoilers. You don't have to be that much of an ass to get people to get to to come to your site. You really don't. You don't. So yeah, I feel for you. I know it's whack, and you know, hopefully the rest of the season will go well. And they won't be just killing off people left and right like they've been doing. But yeah, it's rough.
I can understand. I was expecting some things because obviously COVID, and they're
Right.
supposed to be real stories, like real stories from other, you know, hospitals around the country and stuff. It was just like DeLuca, like why he gotta go out like that? He's bipolar. Come on, man. You can't just be letting the bipolar people down like this. I feel attacked. Feel very attacked. Feel very, very, very attacked.
So with that note, with Tess feeling attacked, we're gonna go ahead and end the show here. We appreciate you for hanging out with us and listening to us ramble about all sorts of things. If you survived all the way through and you didn't roll your eyes too much at what we were saying, feel free to subscribe, hit that notification bell. Like I said, we're going to be branching out into other places. We just got to get some things done. I actually saw some images from the animation intro that we're going to be having on the
Cool.
podcast, and it looks great. But you know, as of everything, like you know, good things take a while. So,
Yeah.
but I have everything else in play, commissioned, and you know, basically done at this point. We're just waiting on the animation. Once that's done, all the logos and everything will go where they need to go, and we will be branching off into, you know, the next season of the podcast, if you will. So stay tuned for that. Also, check out our different streams. My wife and I will stream every Monday for our cooperative stream. We're having a lot of fun with that. I also have the solo stream on Tuesdays, and then Saturdays it streams with the homies where we play a bunch of multiplayer games. All of that is on Twitch at basically Kenny UFG. So Twitch, type in Kenny UFG, it'll pop up, which is also where you can find me on Twitter and IG. I'm basically the same everywhere. So yeah, shouldn't be too hard to find me. But a lot of cool content going up on the YouTube page. It's going to be revamped in a little bit as well. I have ideas. It's just stuff takes time, unfortunately. And
It
I want
does.
it to get, I want it to be right, you know? Because even if we don't, like, you know, become millionaires off of the things that we do, at the very least, you want to look back and be like, you know what? I'm proud of what we've did. What, you know, we came from the here and now
Yeah.
we're here, you know?
We started from the bottom, y'all.
Facts. We Drake the hell out of this. So I'm looking forward to when that happens, and yeah, it's gonna be a dope cast. So again, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you're up on all the new content that we have coming out. And that is it for housekeeping.
Word. Awesome. Yeah, everybody, thanks so much for being with us again. We really do appreciate you. I tell you guys the same things every week. So just remember to don't be a dick. Wash your hands, wear your mask, wash your face and your butts.
In
And
that order.
in that order, please, there's really, really I try to say it like this every time, but really, guys, you gotta do it in this order. If you're doing it any other way, you're just doing it wrong. And
Facts.
there's not a book out there, but there's an unwritten book. You just need to ask somebody. So
Yes, ask somebody.
just ask. Just you gonna learn today. Just ask somebody. So again, with also speaking about not being a dick, you guys, come on, people, stop the Asian hate and stop the white terrorism. Okay, that's what the hashtag is, and that's not just a hashtag. It is what it is, y'all. So let's get it. Let's get it right. Let's get it right in 2021. Get it right and get it tight. And that's about it. I hope you all have a wonderful night. We hope to see you next week. And come at us with some more stuff and some more topics. We're here for you. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Good night and bye-bye.